Hi there, I'm Peter Upfold from Fosswire.com. In this Fosswire video tutorial, I'm going to show you how to get started with a very simple Hello World project in Gambas. Gambas is a development environment for Linux and Unix that features a BASIC-like language, which is similar but not the same as Microsoft Visual Basic. It allows you to very quickly build graphical applications with Qt and GTK for deployment on Linux and Unix systems. So I've loaded up Gambas here, and we'll get started and make our new Hello World project. So, as you might expect, you click New Project here, and this new project window opens. Apologies, the next button is just off the screen. So here I can choose what type of project I'm going to build. I'm going to choose to build a Qt graphical application, but you can choose GTK if you're on GNOME or another desktop. And there are some options you can choose here, but for now we don't need any of those, so we'll just go ahead and click Next. At this point, I need to choose a base folder to put the project. I've already set up a folder here, as you can see, so I'll just click Next. And then give the project a name and a title. The name needs to be, well, it will be the name of the directory, and the title can have spaces and other special characters and be more descriptive. So here I'll type in Hello World, and Hello World with space and capitals. And then we click OK. And we get this notification that the project's been created. So I click OK, and the IDE loads up. So here we are. On the left-hand side, we have a list of our files, our modules, classes, forms, and data. And in the right-hand side will appear anything I load up. So here, fmain is the first form, and a form is the first sort of window that appears when your application loads. I'm working in quite a cramped screen space for the purposes of making this video here, so I'll have to scroll around here, but this is what my window will look like when the application is started. So let's put together a simple label and a button, and when we click on the button, a message box comes up. So in this form mode, I need to bring up the toolbox, so I go to View Toolbox, and over here are all the controls I can drag into my form. You'll be familiar with this if you've used VB, the toolbox concept is quite an important one there. So I'll go over here to the label control, and I'll drag one onto my form. Label 1. I'll get rid of the toolbox for now, and now I'm going to set some information about this control in the properties window. I'll just make it a bit bigger. So here I set the name, this needs to be the name in the programming, so no spaces or anything. I'll call this LBL Welcome. I'm using Hungarian notation from VB, which where you put a three-letter prefix of the type of control. In this case, LBL to signify it's a label, and then welcome to signify the name. And down here, the next property we're interested in here is text, and here I'll type in what I want to appear on the label. So just a bit of text there, and I'll need to make this label bigger so my text can fit, and there we are. And I'll also drag this window to make it a bit smaller because we don't need all that space, because all we're going to have now is a button that when clicked displays a message box. So I'll go back to the toolbox and drag a button on, and again I'll get rid of the toolbox and set the properties of this button. Again I'll use that three letter prefix btn, in this case for a button, and I'll call it Hello World. Set the text to Hello World. As you can see here, we've very quickly built up an interface in Gambas just by dragging and dropping controls on and setting the properties in the properties window. It's very, very similar to VB, and it should be familiar to anyone that's used it. Okay, so we're done making the interface now, let's just get rid of the properties window, and here we are, this is what it's going to look like. So let's run this project now and see what it looks like before we put any code in. So all I need to do to build and run the project is just click the run button. That's it. And here's our interface. Just as we got, it's got the label and the button. And the button doesn't do anything yet because we haven't written any code for it. So I'll go ahead and close that project. And now let's connect that button up to some code. To do that, we simply double click here and it will auto-generate the class file behind this form. As you can see, there's some basic code been put in there for us. and here is the subroutine that will be called when the Hello World button is clicked. So in here I simply type the Gambas basic code that I want to run. In this case it's message.info, and then I open the brackets, and this displays a message box to the screen. I'll simply type in the message inside quotes inside here. And then close my brackets. That's it. I've finished that line of code. I can save my file, press the run button again. Project builds and runs. I click the button, and here's the message box. It just came on off screen there. So that's it. We've built a Hello World project in Gambas very simply, put together a graphical application by dragging and dropping controls on, double clicking, and then putting the code in the right place. Obviously this is an extremely basic example, but I hope it gives you a brief introduction into Gambas and should help VB developers quickly orient themselves in the world of Gambas. That's it for this particular tutorial. Please visit foswar.com for more information and all the latest open source tips, tutorials, articles and news. And I'm Peter Rutfeldt, and I'll see you next time.